You are listening to KTEC 89.5 FM, Klamath Falls. My name's Dominic, and I am here on behalf of the Tech Opportunities Program here at Oregon Tech, celebrating First Generation Students Week with an interview series that we'll be doing throughout this whole week. We have our schedule posted on our website, which is ktec895.com. I'll be giving all the interviews, I think. Plans haven't changed there. And we did our first interview this morning, and we are on to interview number two with Emily Navarro. I guess I answered the first part of that question, but what is your major and year here, Emily?
My major is pre-medical imaging, and I'm a freshman.
Awesome. So, big question. What pushes you daily to succeed? Like, why do you come to school? Why do you want to be here? What gets you out of bed in the morning?
Honestly, I feel like just being like a first gen, you're kind of already determined to break that cycle. Being like the first one, you know, to graduate from a university, that's mostly like my why. I feel like another why is just like doing it for me is mainly why I get up.
Yeah. I mean, well, what gives you like the most satisfaction in doing it for you? Is it like getting that grade or like knowing that you can do it? I mean, what do you think?
I feel like just like proving to myself that like, yeah, you can do it. Cause you know, I feel like everyone always has like that doubt in themselves where just like, can I do that? Mm-hmm. And then I feel like I just want to prove to myself like, yeah, I can do that.
Sure. Sure. And so first term in any college, did you go to KCC or anything before this?
I've gone to KCC for like other things, okay. But not necessarily like actual like term.
Sure. Sure. What do you think of the college experience so far?
I think it's pretty good so far, you know. I think the campus culture is definitely surprising to me. Yeah. I'm getting used to it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as somebody who went, I'm from Portland. I went to the University of Portland in, like, my first year out of high school, and then I dropped out because of COVID.
Yeah.
But, like, differences between this campus and that campus for a number of reasons are, like, staggering. Like, it's, like, two different countries almost. This campus, it's like half the amount of people actually living here. Mm-hmm. But still, the other, the differences in people, the differences in things that people like to do on and off campus, it's crazy. But also very different majors, different schools have different things like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, including your background and what you are doing now and what led you to this.
So about me, I've lived in Klamath for like a majority of my life, and
were you born here?
No, I wasn't born here.
Okay.
But like, I feel like I moved here when I was like probably like 5.
Okay.
So I've basically lived here a majority of my life.
Yeah.
But I moved away for a couple years because I feel like everyone, like if you're from here, I suggest that like you get out of this town, like an experience, you know?
Yep.
I feel like a lot of people here are like in a little bubble, and they need to go experience something. So I felt like I had to go do that. And it was really nice. I came back and I decided that I wanted to go to OIT because they offer, you know, medical imaging.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's a really good program. And they kind of, they set you up for success here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, this school in particular flaunts their ROI rating, the return on investment. You see that in a lot of their presentations. It's probably true. I feel, in accordance to a lot of other schools, I would definitely believe that. Well, being a first-generation college student, what surprised you about not just school here, but I mean, you said you took a couple classes at KCC as well.
Mm-hmm. Like, what surprised me as a first-gen?
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty open-ended question. Anything that you weren't expecting, I guess. Like, what didn't go the way you planned, if anything?
I feel like the campus culture, like, surprised me a lot, like, and, like, how many resources there actually are for, like, people here. I feel like they kind of, like, advertise that there's a lot of resources you can utilize while you're on campus, like, peer tutoring and, you know, the advisors and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that was really surprising, like, as a first gen.
Yeah, yeah. For a small school, they do well at advertising and making good on those promises that they make of the resources and stuff. There's all sorts of them for sure.
Yeah.
But what's a common struggle you noticed among first year students that you've seen so far? I could be including yourself, doesn't have to be.
I feel like isolation. Hmm. I feel like a lot of people, like, their first year are so scared to go do anything. Like, they kind of have, like, a set routine, and they don't want to really go explore outside of that. Like, attending events, you know, for students and all that.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people kind of, like, isolate themselves. Or, like, even first gen, I feel like they tend to, like, isolate themselves because they, like, suffer from, like, imposter syndrome.
Hmm.
And they feel like they kind of, like, don't belong here because, like, they're not really familiar with, like, that college, you know, information because, like, their families didn't go to college. So I feel like the imposter syndrome and, like, isolation is, like, a really big thing.
Hmm. Yeah. I get the isolation thing. You're unlike most first years here because most people live on campus in their first year.
Yeah.
So you might experience that a little bit less than other people, but it's very easy, it seems, to just stay in your dorm, do nothing all day, see nobody, exactly. Especially if you're in a single dorm.
Yeah, I feel like isolation is, like, a big thing, especially, like, if you, like, you perceive your experience, like, to, like, other, like, students, like, you kind of, like, tend to compare yourself to, like, other students, and you're kind of like, well, they're doing this, like, should I go do it, or, like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people just, like, miss out on things on campus.
Yeah.
They isolate themselves.
Definitely. Oh, I turned up my mic. I meant to turn up yours. My bad. Oh, that makes more sense. Okay. There's all sorts of events things. I feel like about the events, though, because it's kind of unrelated. I don't know how you feel about this, but I feel like there's not a great centralized resource for people to share what events are going on at a given time. Like, there's the OIT app, but if the post isn't the first one in the feed, mm-hmm. how many times do you actually, like, go and scroll through it to see the other posts?
Yeah, I feel like usually when I hear about events, like, I didn't even know they were going on, or, like, most of the time it's, like, on a flyer, or, like, someone else, like the faculty will, like, usually, like, let me know, but I feel like it's pretty hard to, like, get out there, like, the events, like, it's almost like I know, like, last minute, and I'm like, oh, I wish I would have known about this, like, earlier.
Yeah. I don't know how it's done, really, at other schools, but, it could use some work, but it could use some work everywhere, probably. There's all sorts of stuff going on in town that I at least never know about until, like, weeks after it's happened.
Yeah.
But, we're going to take, I was thinking we could take a little break here, and we were talking a little bit about this before we started the interview, but what is your favorite song of all time, since we are, in fact, a radio station? Play mostly music.
Well, I love The Weeknd, so Blinding Lights by The Weeknd is all-time favorite.
Right. Have you ever seen him in concert?
No, but I wanted to so bad.
Have you been to a concert before?
Yeah, I have.
Good. Yeah. Well, I hope you get to see him at some point. This is Blinding Lights by The Weeknd.
I'm drowning in Lights.
All right, that was Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. It's an excellent song. You know, if you like music like that, we really need more music like that in our shows. You should do. You should think about doing a DJ show at some point.
A lot of people tell me I should be a DJ because I know enough songs. Mm-hmm. So
it's a lot of fun. I mean, I do it, and I also work here, so it's kind of an obligation. But I do it. It's a fun outlet, you know, because it's only like an hour a week. Yeah. You can just like play whatever you want. Yeah. A lot of people just come in here, they'll put on like a playlist and talk like every 15 minutes and just like do homework throughout the whole thing.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Or my favorite is doing it with people. Like, kind of like me and my roommate usually do a show. We do something like this, but we'll discuss like a particular musical artist or song or something. Those are always a lot of fun to do.
I would love to do that.
You should think about it. Check out our DJ application sometime.
Okay.
But anyways, back to the actual interview. How did you find your path in your chosen field? What made you want to go into medical imaging?
Well, I wanted to do medical imaging because, well, I have like the intention to go into echo.
Right.
So with that being said, I feel like echo is so interesting. Like the heart is such a vital like organ, like to keep us alive. Mm-hmm. And I kind of just want to know like the intricacies of like the human heart and like also just like creating a safe environment for like patients. I know it's like nerve-wracking to be like in hospital settings and like a lot of people are like, I don't know what's wrong with me, or like I feel off, or just like any like those questions just like already like give you anxiety.
Yeah.
So like I kind of want to be that person that you like come to, and like I just create like this safe environment. And I think that's why I kind of like chose medical imaging. And like the technology nowadays is so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Like with, you know, like medical imaging, that I just really want to like learn about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. I've heard from a lot of people in those programs, like when you start to do the patient care classes, like stuff specifically about making people feel welcome, it's like if some of that doesn't come like naturally to you, or like, oh yeah, well, duh, I would do this, then it's like you're probably not in the right field.
Yeah.
Because you should want to do those things if you're going into medical fields of any kind.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm not in the medical field. How do you maintain a good perspective when things get tough? Like, this could be life, this could be school, this could be whatever else.
Honestly, I romanticize everything. I feel like that's the only way to really maintain like a good perspective on things, is like even like the bad times, like I romanticize it. I'm like, well, you know, eventually it's part of life. We're just like life experiencing itself, so it's part of the journey. And also like gratitude. Sometimes like I don't even want to wake up and like go to class, and then I kind of change that mindset to like, wow, I have an opportunity to get up and go and like, you know, go learn. Like a lot of people, I feel like they kind of like take for granted how much you can like further your knowledge and like to go up and go on campus and experience like college life. I feel like just gratitude is like a really good way to keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. Good answer. How has being a first generation student enabled you to navigate like different roles than maybe other people in your family have, and like experience different things than them?
I feel like just like determination. Like I feel like being like a first gen, like you, or just being like a college student in general, like you experience so much personal growth that it's like actually surprising. Like you are probably like more you than you will ever be like in your time right now, because I probably couldn't tell you who I was like 3 years ago, and I probably still can't tell you who I am, because like I'm still learning about me, but I'm also more me than I ever was because I'm still learning. So I feel like that also helps me like in college. So being like that role model, like I don't necessarily have to be like, I guess like a role model to anyone, but I feel like someone could see you as a role model.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I think it's definitely true that the people you associate with often like you see your peers as role models.
Yeah.
At least for me, I a lot of people that I've met in like being here, I look up to in some way, just cause like, it's like little things. It's like, oh man, that person has an excellent system for, I don't know, keeping track of deadlines and stuff. It's little things like that, at least for me, make a huge difference.
Yeah, you learn to appreciate that like everyone comes from like a different like path, and like you kind of see their perspective, and I don't know, I feel like you appreciate a lot.
Yeah, college is a good time to be exposed to those sorts of things.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of it around you, even on smaller campuses like this.
Yeah.
It's like you could put five people in a room and those people could talk for hours and hours and hours about their differences.
Yeah, I'm surprised a lot of people that I've met here, like, not from town. Like,
yeah.
They're from different places. I'm like, dang, you came so far, like, to Klamath Falls. You're so far from home.
Yeah.
It's, like, really interesting to see, like, where they came from and, like, why they're here, you know? You kind of get inspired, I guess, too.
There's one guy in my program that's from Romania.
Really?
Yeah. He moved here to go to school here, like, 2 years ago.
That must be such a shock.
Yeah.
To be here.
He's a very nice guy. He's a smart guy. But, yeah.
Wow. It's,
doing that has got to take some courage.
Inspiring.
Yeah. All right. Well, I have a 3 p.m. class, so we're going to have to wrap this up soon. Do you have any final comments or things that you'd like to share that we didn't really get to go over?
I feel like people just need to experience life. And, like, even if you don't know your purpose right now, I don't feel like you really have to answer that question. I feel like you're always going to ask yourself that question. And probably a lot of other people on this campus, like, are questioning themselves, like, what is my purpose? Like, why am I here? And I feel like that gets a lot of people, you know, into, like, a negative mindset. And you kind of get into this dreadful, like, mood every day. So I feel like if you don't know who you are right now, that's fine. Keep learning about yourself. Keep enjoying everything. Enjoy people and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Well said. All right. Well, Emily, thanks for being here with me today. This is the second of our interview series on First Generation Student Week here on K-Tech. Check out our schedule on our website for upcoming dates. I believe we have one more today and like five more throughout the week or so. But yeah, you've been listening to KTEC 895 Klamath Falls. I've been your host, Dominic. Have a good afternoon.